Part 5. Strengthening the Soul. The Lion's Gate. The Syrian Connection. Inceptions of Light. Lord Metatron. 27th July, 2021. Invocation. Beloved Presence of Light. Sun Presence. We call upon the Ascended Host, the Angelic Host, Beloved Saint Germain, K-17, and the seven mighty Elohim and five secret Elohim. Mighty beloved Elohim of peace, imbue your heart flames, love into our hearts. We invite you to expand our consciousness, our brain structure, outer mind and intellectual consciousness through the energy of our feeling world, enfolding the mind in everlasting peace. Bestow your mighty love that sets all life free. Purify and raise us into your divine perfection. Be the invisible protection and purity of the outer self within the nation and the world. Infinite life, enter our life stream and expand your source of light, your peace, happiness, purity, perfection, and victory upon our radiant circle of light. Lord Metatron. Greetings, Masters. I am Lord Metatron of the Christ Office of Metatron, and come to you today to help lift your awareness into higher consciousness, so that you open yourself sufficiently to take advantage of the energies now approaching your planet for the cosmic alignment you call the Lion's Gate in 10 days' time. In my discourse with you, Part 2, Adam Cadman Race, the Christ Councils, the Elemental Grace Alliance Council, Archangel Metatron, 11th August 2016, we spoke of the following. I quote, "The truth is, each evolutionary stage of any particular world has a series of pyramidal structures of light that act like dynamos and transformers for the radiation of centripetal life force to be radiated outwardly to other pyramidal structures of like nature and purpose, so that the grids can be built all around the entire evolutionary world or universe. This is now being proposed for the Elemental Grace Alliance for the purpose of moving into its next levels of creation. To pass through the present levels of human consciousness, we need to move beyond this present third-dimensional state of awareness into the next level of multidimensional awareness and creational abilities. This makes sense, does it not? This is done through the creation of more powerful pyramids of light and light energetic force fields. So, the new Narayana Joy Akasha sanctuaries are being offered these newly constructed pyramids of light, which shall be programmed through the Great Central Sun, so that all those who work within them shall be able to be in constant communication with higher realms, evolutionary intelligence, and all levels and dimensions. Remember we spoke of the Adam Cadman, who shall not only work with those of this world, but will work in multiple ways with other worlds and universes, for they shall not be limited just to this world or universe. And, I quote, "What I am telling you here is that every one of these pyramids alone with each new member of the Adam Cadman man and woman will show that universal mind is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient in all of creation, and not just limited to a single world. It will demonstrate how, through the experiential use of it, just how fluid divine consciousness is in every level of dimensional flow. These pyramidal structures will do more than that. They will show just how pure consciousness is the principal constant within the Adam Cadman man and woman, just as it is with all higher beings of God intelligence and all God's creations. As these pyramidal structures are developed into their greater capacities, and are fully operational, and enough are set up around the world, they will become receiving stations or centers of all sorts of data and knowledge that will inform the directors and councils of such temples as to the state of all levels of consciousness and needs for each one. This shall include the complete range of life stratas and dimensional fields, such as microorganisms, minerals, metals, all elements, ecosystems, biomes, geological and evolutionary information. They will replace and become the new pyramidal energy temples within this Earth realm and universe that are presently streaming the state of the human consciousness and planet in all aspects of energy grids, both in balance and out of balance. The evolution of mankind is now at a place in time, ready to take on far greater responsibility in taking full control as an evolving universe themselves. And these new radiating centers shall be the turning points for this to happen. Once they are in place and operational, they shall make the existing pyramids around the world redundant, replacing them in all aspects of their previous designs. End excerpt. Now that I have your attention, today another facet of this information is going to be shared with you, and the importance of this cosmic alignment called the Lion's Gate. Be also mindful that the Sphinx, as I say this, for equally these sacred sites play a very unique part in the evolution of human consciousness upon this planet, and through thousands of other universes that will be affected by the transformations that will take place here. Never has there been a more important time upon Earth for humanity. The time has come for these new pyramidal Narayana light temples and sanctuaries to be created, but it will take some serious work from those who have come to align themselves to this work. Many who have come are still unaware of what this is all about, and the inceptions of light that will pass through the Earth via the existing stone pyramids will help to both awake them up, and for those who already know who they are to be, activated, so that they shall be able to raise their levels of consciousness, resonance, and light quotients to be able to effectively, and with far more efficacy, step up to the task at hand by being able to deal with all matters of these transitions on all levels of human condition, resistances, and outer influences that will extend themselves to try to keep these potentials in abeyance. But I tell you, the power of these light transmissions alone will diminish the hold upon humanity to stop or suppress this divine cosmic movement any longer. As you develop more fully your 12 Christed divine virtues, you allow the truth of divine love of the Creator to work through you. That shall allow you to become stronger and stronger, even while in the human form. You will become spiritually re-spatialized to allow yourselves to become as the second Adam, Lilith, Cadman, man and woman, a new being who shall represent the true nature of the Spirit, radiating and emanating divine glory. Once your human consciousness can look beyond its physical limitations with the power of Christ consciousness, you will discover your genuine creative self, your Christed over-self of the light. At this time of space-time overlap, the time binding and contraction, human consciousness is being pushed to reawaken to the fuller collective consciousness. It is therefore now the time to stop all separations, to heal, and make whole again the divisions in all aspects of one's life, and begin to see the love and unity that exists amongst all manifestations of the Adam race as a family of light and eternal life. For those who know their cosmic family are able to function with a higher wisdom, providing those working with the light of their own connection to God or I Am Presence. As this takes place, one moves beyond the power of the self and their own free will, which has kept humanity bound to this physical earthbound reality, which will pass away. A human evolutionary system matures only when it can become a family, working in oneness with the living light. When this finally happens, then all embodiments are enlightened and transformed, whether in the regions of living visible light or within the invisible realms and dimensional fields.